Anyone who does not take up their cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. I think that those of us here who are a little older, and even some of us who are younger, have had our crosses to carry. In other words, our crosses to bear. And no one needs to make one or look for one, for we all have our own. Yes, the cross we have is difficult enough. But are we willing to take it up? In other words, to accept it as our cross. In the gospel today, we hear that Jesus took up his cross. What he wants us to do is to take up our cross. And our cross is not made of wood, but made of burdens or problems, illnesses, relationships, unemployment, bills, debts, and yes, the list goes on and on, and at times seems endless. But perhaps there isn't a big cross for many small ones. However, many small drops can make a cup overflow. In other words, many small problems can become overwhelming. And worse yet, the cross that we carry might not be visible to anyone. It might not be an external thing. It might be something inside, something inward. And here I speak of depression, of grief, or perhaps the pain of a broken heart. These are heavy crosses, but crosses that can't be weighed. They don't count, so to speak. However, the most painful cross we bear is the one in which we haven't a choice. For example, the cross of living with a difficult person. The cross of living with someone we no longer love. And some of you who are married or have been married know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, it's a lot easier to choose a cross than have to settle with one. However, over and above these crosses are the crosses which come to us because we call ourselves Christians. If we stop and think about it, we realize that the most common excuse for giving up the faith is not intellectual, but moral. In other words, we know that to continue to follow Christ will eventually subvert our plans. It would subvert our plans, and we can't live with the guilt. If you're truly honest with ourselves, these plans have mostly likely to deal with greed, with self-centeredness, with selfishness. But to be a true disciple of Christ Jesus, to follow him means that we must die to ourselves. In other words, to think of the needs of others first, to be selfless. And obviously, this is easier said than done. And to live a life of unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness is a lifelong process. But in all of this hell, this going against the grain, so to speak, we have an example. We have Christ Jesus himself. For Christ Jesus did not choose the easy way. He did not make things easy for himself. Jesus chose the way of self-sacrifice. He chose the way of suffering. And no, he wasn't a masochist. He didn't enjoy it. Father, he said, if it is possible, take this cup of suffering away from me. No, Jesus chose suffering because suffering was a way of love. Think about that. He chose suffering because suffering was a way of love. And love, true love, not infatuation, true love always results in suffering. But then again, love is the only thing that makes human suffering bearable. Love is the only thing that makes suffering fruitful. And so, we are not saved by Christ's suffering, but we are saved by his love, his unconditional love for each one of us. With all our faults, with all of our problems, and this love is love without conditions. It is love without strings attached. And no, I'm not candy coating any of this. The road of suffering is both narrow and difficult. But it is only through suffering that we human beings can grow and develop as persons. It is only through suffering that we learn compassion for one another. And sometimes the only comfort we have in the suffering, this pain, is that someone we call Christ Jesus, that he has been there and done that. No, the road for us is not the same since Jesus traveled it. And Jesus said, whoever finds your life will lose it. And whoever loses your life for my sake shall find it. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.